Happy to introduce the Eddie.
Hello everyone, my name is Eddie and I am an alcoholic.
Eddie.
Always grateful to be in the room for Alcoholics Anonymous. My sobriety date is September 5th, 2022. I have a sobriety date before that, so I'm a relapse. I relapse after 8 years of sobriety. And you know, I was forced into this program through the court system. I got my first DUI on my 21st birthday, coming out of a bar, and I thought I was going to be a smart ass and waited for everybody to go for the last dance and drunk everybody's drink on the table didn't realize that I gotta make it home still. And you know, I got in my car that night, and I figured, you know, I got this joint laced with some dope in it, and that's what's gonna get me home safe. I get to all I want, you know. I got in my car and I jumped on the highway, and I didn't see anyone behind me when I lit that thing up. And as soon as I lit that thing up, I saw nothing but red and blue, and it was like a shock. I couldn't believe it that he got me. So you know, that was my first DUI, and I went through the system. Paid for everything, had a decent job at the time, and kept my job. So I just decided I was going to start drinking again, you know. And after that, I started drinking again. It was about 10 years later, exactly 10 years, I got my second DUI. Pretty much doing the same thing, coming out of a bar. Thought I was going to make it home safe, and I didn't. And I did the same thing. I went to the system, I got sober, decided I was gonna do some controlled drinking this time. This time I wasn't gonna get in trouble, you know. Everything was gonna work out a lot better this time. And well, I can tell you that it didn't go very well for me. I ended up in handcuffs and ended up in jail with a bunch of charges that I don't even remember that I did. They said that I did. And so it took me a long time to get that stuff off my books and get it erased. And I was forced to go to AA for the longest time. And you know, it's funny how this disease is. It's a disease that tells me that I don't have a disease. It tells me that I could drink one more. I can get away with it. It tells me all kinds of things that just aren't true. So I'm grateful that Johnny Law got me and put his foot in my rear end for me. And so that's where I learned about the rooms of AA. You know, this last time. I had been sober for a couple years, and I decided I was going to start drinking again, and same thing happened all over again. I ended up in handcuffs, and this time I lost everything. My family decided they're going to put a restraining order on me, so I couldn't go back home. I was thrown in the street with the clothes in my back, and my car, and my dog, and into the cold. It was this time of year too. I remember it very well, and. You know, I at that time, I decided I was going to stop drinking. I knew where the rooms were, the Freedom Group in Lompoc, and I started going to the Freedom Group, and I decided that I had done this before, and I was going to do it again. I was going to do this again. I met up with my sponsor. He had me do a quick fourth step. They call it a fast fourth step, so I can redo it again. And the craziest thing happened. I had been drinking all the way up until the times I went to the rooms, and I met up with my sponsor, and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't stop drinking. I felt so bad. I after I'd get done with the meeting, I'd go home and I'd want to stop, but I couldn't. I couldn't, so I'd have that next beer. I'd have that next drink. And the craziest thing happened was one day he told me to do that fourth step, and I sat down and I started writing that fourth step, and we did it. And I haven't had a drink since. And it's been 3 years since I did that second fourth step and started to work the steps. And I had to get accustomed to the rooms. I had to get accustomed to who I was, what I was, what I did, where I was going. I had forgotten how to love. I'd forgotten everything. I was so self-centered and so selfish. I stuck myself in the garage. I forgot about everybody, what I was supposed to do. And the rooms taught me. They brought me in when I had lost everything. I had nobody. My family doesn't want me anymore. They won't. I still can't be around my family. But I got a new family, and the room's Alcoholics Anonymous. And ever since I've been working these steps and I've been coming to these rooms, I now have a new place in Santa Maria now. And I just moved here a few weeks ago, and me and my dog got a new place. And, you know, it seems to me like no matter what I do, as long as I don't drink and I work these steps, things just keep getting better and better and better no matter what, no matter how far down the ladder I've gone. See, because I'm not supposed to be really sober. I suffer from severe depression. I have third-degree burns on 34% of my body, so I could barely walk, and the pain is excruciating. So I would like to say that self-pity for me, when I had my accident, I learned a new meaning of being grateful, gratitude. I grew a new meaning. So I think that's what has helped me a lot for my sobriety, and helped me be strong, helped me to not pick up that drink when I was out there in the streets with all the junkies and all the addicts, and all these people were knocking on my door, hey, you've got some for free, you know? I stuck to my program. And you know, what kept me safe was I didn't rat anybody, I didn't gossip, I didn't harm anybody, and I worked the program. As long as I worked the program and keep coming in these rooms, God protected me this whole time, you know, all the way to the end. So, you know, I stayed away from sponsoring and stuff like that for a little while, because I was told to just kind of take it easy and get accustomed to the rooms, get accustomed to the steps, and the sponsor could come later on when I get my place and things start working out. And you know, I was asked to do this little 10 minute thing, and I was very, very scared. This fright's the first thing that comes in. I want to run the other way, you know. But one of the things I learned is that sometimes we gotta get out of our comfort zone, or I do, out of my comfort zone, and do what needs to be done. And my sponsor tells me that this program is a program of action. So if I run out the door and I run the other way, and I'm not taking action, I'm not being responsible for my own sobriety. So I'm just grateful for these rooms. I'm grateful for the steps. I'm grateful for my sponsor, and I'm grateful for all you people. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Eddie. Let's give Eddie another round of applause.